This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. It's Friday. You guys, oh my God. Good vibes, variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A lot of great concerts coming to the Bay Area. And in this particular instance, you get to pick which one you want to go to. It's a pick your tickets giveaway. Your chance right now. Here's how it works. We've got a bunch of concerts and we have tickets to all of them. You take the word need this hour. So we're doing this three times a day. Take the word need. This hour's code word is need. N-E-E-D. And text that to our contest line. 20357. That's it. It's that simple. Then you're qualified to win tickets to any one of these shows. You get to pick Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll. It's like a twofer. Halsey or The Weeknd. Text the word need, N-E-E-D, to our contest line, 20357.
Good luck. Yeah.
Another pair is being given away at 12:05, and Janie's got you at 5:05. Janie has a lot going on in her show. Make sure you're here all Friday. It's a party here on the Alice.
Yeah, it is.
Vibing. This is not good news because I consider Apple TV Plus to be one of the best content producers. There have been a bunch of shows that I really love that I'm like, wow, it's worth whatever I'm paying for Apple TV Plus. I find it to be worth it. Between Ted Lasso, Severance, The Morning Show, Shrinking. There are a bunch of really good shows on there.
I'm not up on all those, but you're right. Those all are hits.
So there's some big hit shows, mm-hmm. And they are losing about $1 billion a year.
Apple
TV Plus specifically, Apple, but this venture of theirs where we pay them and they're creating content, They're losing about $1 billion between what they spend on the content that they're either procuring through licensing or creating on their own. They say it's about a $6 billion budget and they're bringing in about $5 billion in whatever we're paying them.
Okay? Well, that's like a ground level investment on future, right?
That's what I think. Right? They need to stick it out.
They've got some expensive shows too. Like I like For All Mankind and Silo. Oh. And those both are just, I mean, they're like little movies every time and
John
really well
loves
done.
Silo. We watched, I think, two seasons of For All Mankind. It got a little janky.
I fell off of that. But yeah, I mean, these are expensive shows they're putting together.
They're saying they're operating at a net loss of over $1 billion. They spent more than $5 billion on creating shows like Severance and Shrinking, and that has not matched with subscriber profits. Apple TV Plus launched in 2019. They've earned a slew of Emmys. I mean, Ted Lasso, come on. A Best Picture win for 2021's Coda, which was Children of Deaf Adults or Child of Deaf Adults. which was a good movie. Even with the acclaim, estimates position them as one of the least subscribed. The latest numbers say about 45 million people pay for the service, dwarfed by numbers like Netflix, 300 million people, and Disney Plus even, which is not that surprising, is 126 million. So when we sit here and talk about Ted Lasso, people who are like, okay, I'm on a budget and I got to get this for my kids, many of them just don't have access to Apple. And there are so many subscription services that unless there's a zillion things you want to watch on something, you're like, I don't want that anymore. I don't need that.
Well, that's, you have to decide when you're working out your budget, what gets cut.
Right.
So maybe Apple needs to come up with some other forms of entertainment. I didn't think, was Apple behind Flow?
I don't know. That's the one that just won the animated thing, the little
But I don't
one.
Know that they have enough kids programming, and I realize Disney's a big part of that, but yes. A parent might be able to say, well, I can justify keeping it if I also have shows from... So maybe they've got to diversify a little maybe. Bit more.
They're talking about how they have no plans to change their model. Ted Lasso's being revived for a fourth season. The ongoing Severance buzz is... That's ongoing. They're going to keep that. Let's see. Oh, they're talking about how Christopher Walken, who is one of the stars of Severance, I don't even have their service. I wouldn't. I don't. I just, they send it to me on DVD. That's how I do it.
Good for him. He can ride that out. He's not sitting there going, I better learn how to do all this stuff because I'm going to be around a while. I mean, Walken's pushing 80, right?
Yeah, he's definitely getting up there. I don't have his age right in front of me, but that sounds like a solid guess to me. 78, let's say.
We bought a ham.
Look at you with your, he's a hard guy to do.
He is a hard guy to do.
81.
Oh boy,
81. He was born in 43.
You know who does a great Christopher Walken is Jay Moore.
Jay Moore does a great one.
Jay Moore reached out to me after the Greg Baldwin thing. Greg goes, Jay wants your number, can I give it to him? I'm like, all right. And he reached out and we had a lovely conversation. So next time we texted back and forth.
What?
He texted, hey, it's Jay. He said, I'm so sorry. It was definitely not something you did. It was me. I was doing a lot of drugs at the time. I know. Right out with it. And I was like, okay, well, that's good because I was really mad at myself for blowing our wonderful relationship. So maybe next time they come through town.
Great.
That's good. We'll have Jay seen the guy in a long time.
I used
to be friends.
No, that was real. I know. I felt the same way. I was like kind of bummed about it.
I knew him in New York, like, you know, been to his house. And then, yeah, just haven't.
Well, but now he's got some weird living addiction, situation where he lives in an apartment two doors down from his wife.
Everybody's on a, you lose a lot of people when you get out of touch with them. And you spend your sobriety trying to mend the bridge.
Well, anyway, he does a good Christopher Walken. I look forward to hearing that in person.
He tells a story that Christopher Walken, and Christopher Walken walks in. If I could be any animal, it would be a dog. Because when I'm happy, people would know it because my tail's wagging. And I'm like, that's such a cool Walken story. That's his favorite animal because people would know he's happy.
They do have a giveaway, don't they? I mean, of all the animals. And they kind of smile. And they go, I love you.
They sure do.
Well, dogs roll. I mean, come on.
Oh.
Doesn't it sound like it?
Who's the guy? Is the guy's name Malkovich?
John Malkovich?
Yeah, he's another guy, like a weird sort of.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a video and it was just a clip of. Oh, what is the guy's name from SNL? He does him perfectly. And he's doing Malkovich in front of Malkovich.
Oh.
And so he does it, and Malkovich goes, I do not sound like that. And he goes, oh, yes. And he does it right back. Yes, you do. Oh. And he's just nailing him, and it's perfect. And I can't think of the guy.
Who does it? Look it up. I want to know who does that. I can't believe I can't think of that.
It's the guy who also was not back for the recent 50th year anniversary. He didn't go.
Oh.
And I think he does the show Barry.
Oh, it's Bill Hader then. I thought it might be Bill Hader.
Hader.
Yeah.
So he's doing him.
He does the.
And Malkovich goes, I do not sound like that. And he goes, oh, yes, you do. And he does him perfect.
This is good. This good.
That's got to be fun. A fun moment if you've worked on someone and then you're doing it for them and you can see them going, oh.
He kind of does have me. But You know,
I bet Walken gets that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, he's so distinctive. And they're so, like, look at you. I mean, you just throw a couple lines out there and it's like, oh, you kind of have them. There's if you can find that little thing. But Jay Moore, we could just say, oh, our guest today is Christopher Walken. And he can tell us some wonderful stories and pretend that he is. Okay. Anyway, that was a story about Apple. We're just down the road. I'm going to go to the next thing here. The notorious B.I.G., he's dead.
Oh, R.I.P.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about
Biggie,
that.
I like Biggie, though. He was good.
I heard about that. His family, the estate, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
The people who own his catalog and his image and likeness, they have sold about 50% of his music publishing. This is the notorious B.I.G. They say the late rappers... late Brooklyn rappers, music publishing and recordings, as well as certain name, image, and likeness rights to something called Primary Wave Music. The deal closed a couple weeks after his mom died. She was apparently not wanting to sell, and now the rest of the estate wants to sell. And they do say that she was involved in nearly all of the business negotiations, so it looks like maybe she was... trying to facilitate that before she died, knowing that she was going. I don't know about that. I do not know what the total terms of the deal is, but I do have the number. It looks like they're taking a 50% share of the estate, which is valued at guesses. What is
$100 million.
I'll say $101 million.
They say it's about $200 million. So the 50% share is about $100 million.
Oh, so I got it right.
Yes. We're going to go with you got it right. Sorry, Maddie, but.
Oh, there's the face.
You did. I know.
I didn't even have a chance to look away.
It goes on to talk about his murder, and we don't need to talk about that. But congratulations to the family who just sold. They only had to sell 50% to get about $100 million.
And hear a lot of Biggie on commercials now.
Well, I've been noticing a lot of people on commercials lately that I've been like, oh, well, that.
Who?
Well, Smash Mouth.
Oh,
I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
No, that is.
They paid some money and they're letting it play, too. I'm like, oh, well, they're getting their money's worth on that.
Oh, you got to.
Good for those guys.
It's not a Candy Crush commercial.
Yeah, Bay Area.
Yep. Yeah, makes sense around here. Lollapalooza 2025, it's sold out. Turns out. Well, it's in Chicago. Don't worry. It's not. You were going to have to travel to get there anyway. I'm sure you can find passes. It's sold out. It's 4-day passes in 1 hour. So if you were hoping to get those. It's completely sold out of 4-day general admission, VIP, and VIP plus passes. Went on sale Thursday morning, and 1 hour later, they were all gone. So there may be single day available, but I'm looking at shots of this from years past, and it seems crowded.
You know, I don't... Yeah.
Seems like a place
bold
where,
statement.
Yes, I can't picture anyone being able to really... Even you have to sort of snake your arm up you to get it up over your head.
I don't know how much travel I'm willing to do to go see a concert anymore. Like, right? Napa, no problem.
Sure.
Golden Gate Park,
ooh,
see you there.
Okay.
That's about it. But Chicago is a great city.
Yeah.
And it is in the summer. And it would be one of those things where you wouldn't just go to that show. You'd go to the restaurants and the river walks or whatever.
See the architecture.
Sure, all the stuff, right?
Yeah. So I could see that being a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. And it's a Thursday through. It's a full day Thursday, full day Friday, Saturday and Sunday in late July, early August. So, but don't worry about any of that. It's all sold out anyways. You can't even go.
Burn.
I know. In your face, man. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh. Sorry, I'm looking at the Bill Hader video. Yeah. The state of tipping in America and more after these.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Be a teenage dream tonight. It's Friday night. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. That's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning, right here on Alice at 97.3.
Alicia.
Check us out over here.
Hi.
I mean, on Saturday.
And, yes. Yeah. All the days. All the days right around this time.
Right. So we expect to see some, like, mostly, like, they're saying clouds today. But I'm looking outside, and I only have a little sliver.
Yeah,
we've been in here since dark, but I do see blue.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's better off out there than my app says.
Let's hope so.
March Madness continues today. I'm currently winning.
Sure. You are the people's champion.
I thought I was winning.
You're both winning.
I really don't want to share.
Which one of us is winning,
yeah,
winning more?
On Monday, we'll have an update.
Okay,
I have a
good
feeling the field will clear out a little bit more. There weren't that many games yesterday. But
the other half of the first round continues today, right? The state of tipping in 2025. Tipping has become a thing, and you see online there's lots of conversation about, are we being asked to tip for too much stuff? And I would say, yeah, probably.
Yep.
I don't mind tipping the coffee person, the barista. No. And in fact, often at Starbucks, I'm like, yeah, you need to have that thing that where I can tip, because I'm not carrying ever.
Right.
I'm not carrying. I
often will notice there is no line for a tip on this thing and no jar either.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that because I feel like they're all working back there and I'm sure that those tips must get split between them. Like every part of the process should be tipped in the
right
in your local coffee place.
A new poll on the state of tipping in the United States looked at why we tip, how much we tip, and how disgruntled we are about it. Here are some of the stats. The average tip now is 18.9%. Men tip a little more at 19.1% and women a little less at 18.6%. For an average of 18.9%. What is your average tip?
20% because it's easy to calculate in my head.
Hmm. I do 25% now unless something's wrong.
Oh.
And if something's great, I'll go up to 30%.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't get out much.
Yeah.
I really don't. So to me, it feels like, you know what? And often we're at a place where I like them. They know us as a family coming through, and I feel good about doing that.
Right. Well, you feel like you're supporting local people who you see on the regular, like, you know, sort of giving it to your community.
Right. Millennials, they say, are the biggest tippers at 19.5%, Gen Z at 19.3%.
I'm actually really surprised to hear that.
I am too, but Gen Z is tipping with your money, so.
That is true, so maybe they feel better about it. And I have always said, you know, you got to, having worked as a bartender and a waitress for many years, like, tipping is, that's the money. That's what they're living on. So if you get good service, reward it.
Gen X comes in at 18.2% and boomers at 16.4%. Come on, boomers.
Listen, at least they're over the 15%. I remember my Uncle Leo, rest in peace, Uncle Leo. He would tip 15%. And for every little perceived slight and anything that aggravated him, it would go down a percentage. And I just thought,
where is that waiter? 1%, right?
Yes.
Like that kind of stuff.
I asked for this and I got that. Another 1%. And you could get it tipped all the way down to where now we're all like sneaking money under the table because he's not going to tip.
Like, oh, Uncle Leo.
He's a great guy, though.
Was he? Mm. Okay. The highest tipping state is Delaware at just over 21%.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Only three other states tip more than 20%. Indiana, West Virginia.
We're very generous people.
Very surprising.
And New Hampshire.
Oh, Cal Hampshire.
California leaves the worst tips at around 17%.
Oh.
But, they mention here, servers in California make $16.50 an hour.
Ah.
Compared to $2.23 in Delaware.
I cannot believe it's still in the $2 range.
That's crazy.
Anywhere. I made $2.10 when I was waitressing at one point.
The federal minimum wage for tipped employees is $2.13 an hour.
Oh, my God. So if you're working for tips, you're working for tips. But in California, we have that minimum.
Right. There's a minimum wage, right. I dated a girl who, and she was, I'll give her this, she's super good looking. So she was like, yeah, I can make a fortune in 2 hours serving cocktails.
Mm.
She just had it figured out. She's like, yeah, I have to deal with guys, but. Totally worth it.
Yeah. Cocktail waitressing is
2 hours.
You put up with a lot, but you make bank.
Mm-hmm.
If you're cute and got a smile.
Yeah. And I was like, well, good for you. 2 hours a day. And and she would also go, I normally can make what I need and then I take days off, the rest of the week off if I've made what I need.
They'd get mad. I used to work at this place, Franklin's, and they were just, like, if I didn't show up, I'd be so mad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I never served cocktails to anyone but myself.
That is true. You were a little self-focused on the cocktail tip.
What makes us tip more or less? Quality of service was the top answer, followed by how much it will cost me, social pressure, and knowing how much the server makes an hour.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of places where they turn a screen around at you. And there's the pressure to tip. And the lowest tip is sometimes, you know, 18%, 18, 20, or 23. I'm like, well, all of that seems like more than I should be paying someone who just took my order and put it, the guys back there are making the, so maybe they're sharing it.
The guy at the merch tent turned the screen to me when I was at the Cure concert, and I saw the tipping thing and thought, what the? And I realize that's a program people buy and that's just how it's done. And so, okay, I can skip the tip. But if he had said to me, you should buy this poster on your way out. Carrying a poster into a concert is a dumb idea.
Mm.
I would have been like, Holmes, I'm coming back here and I'm tipping you hard.
That's when you're getting a tip out of me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Had he said that, he didn't. And so there I was in the concert holding a poster going, oh my God.
Yeah. The other thing with those long merch lines is maybe they could send somebody down the line to just like take your order and ring you up and bring you your thing. And, you know, then now you're running. Now you're doing something that deserves a tip. If you're just standing there selling stuff that people are just buying and buying and buying, I don't know about the tip thing. Feels like you're already charging me $70 for a t-shirt. I feel like your margin is good on that.
Has tipping gotten out of control in the past 5 years? 71% of people say, yeah, it's expected too often, and the suggested tips are too high.
Mm.
And 7% of Americans say, I never tip. 7%.
Wow.
You could be the best waiter in the world. They're still drawing a line in the spot for a tip.
That's maybe they just don't go to restaurants a lot. Like that, I think that that's, I feel like if you can't afford to tip, you can't afford to go out to eat.
You shouldn't be eating out. Yeah, that's the way I feel too. But that's the way I was raised. That's why I couldn't afford to date. I didn't date.
Right. Sometimes you just got to go, I can't do that.
I definitely
These are my limitations.
Had some people that I had crushes on, and I know they had crushes on me. And I've even had, I even had one of them go, what's the deal? Are you gay? Like, what's going on?
You can ask me that or what?
No,
I'm not gay. I'm broke.
Broke. broke.
Mm. Although, remember when V-Hale used to tell us about, like, you wouldn't go out on a date. It would just be like, hey, I'm getting pizza delivered to my house. Would you like to also be delivered to my house? You know what I mean? Like, it all would come to the guy. Maybe that would have worked out for you back in the olden days. Just like, hey, you, I'm just sitting here. You're just sitting there. Why don't you come on over and pick up some food on your way?
I didn't see it that way because I felt like there would be a second date and a third and a fourth. And it still wasn't going to, no money was going to turn up anytime soon.
Mm.
So I felt like opening this up.
You weren't just in it for the nook.
No,
I
wanted the nook, but I just didn't feel like, I didn't feel right asking someone that I was,
can you pick up like a pack of Twinkies and come over to my house and we'll like, we'll watch whatever the hell's on TV because it's the 80s and no one knows what's on.
I'm not trying to, swing that. I'm old school. I'm just telling you, I felt like I'm supposed to have some money if I'm going to ask some lady out.
Absolutely.
That's all.
That's a solid philosophy on dating. Yes to that.
If you don't want a tip, then go through the drive-thru.
Oh.
There's well, okay.
Yeah. And because nobody pays with cash anymore, there is a little less pressure, I guess. I don't know. The drive-thru, though, they take your credit card from you?
510 says, my father decided not to leave a tip at a nice restaurant one time, and by the time we got to out of the elevator, the waiter had ran after us saying, you forgot to tip. And my dad said, no, I didn't.
Oh my God. That it's rough though. It's so heartbreaking when you're busting your ass and someone doesn't leave you a tip. And that's rough.
510. Wow, Vinny, I would love to be your Instacart shopper. No, you wouldn't. I don't Instacart shop. You'd be like, this guy has an Instacart shop. I don't do that.
Your wife does.
I'm not my wife.
No.
You're not?
No.
I don't understand what that guy's trying
They're
to say.
They're saying I tip a lot because I'll tip the 25%.
I would love to be your...
You would love to be, but I...
I get it now. I'm like, why are they...
I'll over tip.
Hoping to...
But I don't do a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hear the game music, everyone.
Oh, it's game time.
Hey, it's game time, everybody. Happy Friday.
Oh, thanks, Maddie. Happy Friday to you, too.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about firsts and cartoons.
Oh.
So this is a whole quiz about cartoon firsts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little fun. So,
Are you driving straight from here down south?
Yeah.
Oh, you're packed up and ready to go.
No, I'm already packed. Car's ready to go.
Are you, like, twitching
to
get on the road?
Yeah.
I'm not twitching to get on the five, but I am twitching to get on
like,
the road.
Like, get started. Yeah, you got a journey ahead of you.
Get it going.
Get some miles. Okay.
Yeah, get some tunes on.
Drive.
Have a nice drive.
All right, we'll hurry.
It is all day.
Yeah.
An all day drive. Okay, here we go. Question one. Vinny's first on this one.
All right, Vinny, which animated movie was the first to win an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature? Was it Beauty and the Beast, Shrek, or The Lion King?
It's Shrek, Bob.
How about Beauty and the Beast?
It is Shrek, Bob.
How'd you know that?
I didn't.
Oh. Wow, you seem so confident.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I like the confidence.
Just trying to
go for a
different answer.
Around here.
Take it till you make it.
What was the first Japanese anime series to air in the U.S.? Was it Astro Boy, Speed Racer, or Dragon Ball?
Oh.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Speed Racer is the only one I really... I mean, I know Dragon Ball Z, but I don't know the Astro Boy one. I'm going to just say Speed Racer.
I'm with you, Speed Racer.
It is Astro Boy.
Oh,
fudge.
What was the first animated film to use CGI? Was it Tron, The Black Cauldron, or Westworld? The first animated film to use CGI.
They call Tron animated?
They do.
Well, there's animation in it. That's the one that I that's
it's
the
almost
one I
all.
Would
yeah,
think.
I mean,
yeah. Just all those.
Is it me or her?
I think it's you.
It's you.
Tron.
I would also say Tron, but I saw... Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
no, we each get a point.
Oh, we might have a problem here.
That's
I was
all right.
real quick on the buzzer
one.
There.
You worry. I was just trying to think it through. I like to pick something different.
All right. Which was the first animated movie to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards? Was it The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, or Toy Story?
For just Best Overall Picture?
Best Overall Picture.
Read those again, please.
The Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, or Toy Story?
Beauty and the Beast.
Toy Story.
It is Beauty and the Beast.
Ah!
2-2.
All right, I got three more of these.
All right.
What was the first animated movie to gross over $1 billion worldwide? Was it Finding Nemo, Toy Story 3, or Frozen? $1 billion.
Jesus. I mean, all of those are good. I'm going to say Frozen. The hell with it.
A billion used to be
quite a lot.
I've seen Frozen so many times, you could call it my job.
Mm.
Like, I put that
put
many hours
in.
Into that.
Are you an outlier in that movie?
Oh, my gosh.
So you going with Frozen?
I'm going with Frozen.
You both are correct.
Oh.
It is Frozen.
Oh.
All right. Who was the first Looney Tunes character to appear on screen? Was it Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, or Bugs Bunny?
You're first.
Daffy Duck, Porky Pig. I'm going to say Porky Pig.
I'm going to say Daffy Duck.
It was Porky Pig.
4-3.
All right. And finally, what was the first animated TV show to win a Primetime Emmy for Outstanding Comedy Series? Was it The
Flintstones?
The Simpsons, Family Guy, or South Park?
Oh, geez. The Simpsons.
South Park.
You're both wrong. It was Family Guy.
Oh.
What?
So, all right, by a score of 4-3, Vincent has won.
He has. Oh, yeah. What a week he's had.
Yeah,
oh,
it's been
winning
special.
The winning
bring
never
us the
stops.
Kisses.
El campeón.
Oh, thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, hey, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Everybody stick around here on the Alice. We have all kinds of things that we're giving away, so it's very exciting, plus the awesome music. And we'll hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here.
I was going to say, you know.
What is it?
Do a whole speech, but.
Oh, please.
No, I mean, please. I know he wants to get on the
I'm fine. I'm okay. Good.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.